This week, University of Wyoming women's basketball coach Joe Ligursky surprised many by announcing his retirement. Ligursky is the winningest coach in program history and was coming off a 25-win season. He tells me that a big reason for his choice had to do with family considerations.
Yeah, I think, I've been a coach for 40 years and always had a team. It's been a great life for me, but I've missed several things because of this job, which everyone does. My job just happens to take me on the road quite a bit more. And one of the things we looked at was what we wanted to do with our family moving forward. And I became a grandparent here 2 weeks ago. They live in California. And what ends up happening, Bob, is just the fact that your time commitment, we always talk about in athletics. It seems like there's no time off anymore. You're always recruiting. You're committed to your team. And we just wanted to be able to have a few more options of when we wanted to go see our children and just have some time with them as I get older. I'm 62 years old now, and it's just something that we wanted to make that happen for us.
Joe, as you think back on your time at Wyoming, what do you think was the key to maybe turning this program around and becoming such a successful program?
One of the things I always talk about is the players. I remember back early, we got lucky with a Hannah Zovic, who really came in and had the ability to change a game. Then we added Justyna Pajemska with the group of Dominic Sisk, Jody Bowlerjack. And when I look back through, there's just been a number of those players. But I mentioned those four because they were the ones that ended up winning a WNIT championship. They got us to an NCAA tournament, and they really set the tone of what Cowgirl basketball, the culture of what it was to be like. And then you start thinking about the Aubrey Vandeveers, the Hillary Carlsons from Southeast Wyoming and the impact they had, and it just really kind of set the pace for what everybody else believed in as they came along. And so there's just been so many players, and then my coaching staff. I think I have some really good coaches over the years.
And I mean, you know Wyoming, and you knew how tough it was probably to get a fan base for women's basketball. I mean, you've got to be so proud that you developed that.
Oh, when I look at it, when we started, Bob, we had maybe
hundreds,
a couple hundred people, yes, of people in the building. You would walk into the AA, the whole side would just be emptied. And I remember I was asked if we'd be interested in playing in the UniWyo because it would be a better atmosphere. And I was a whole lot more brash back then and talked about, no, we need to start filling up the AA. And as it was, we had a sellout for the WNIT. I never thought that would happen, but it just created an atmosphere, and then people wanted to be associated with it. And I can't tell you how many times we may walk around town and people still talk about that team. They talk about players, and it's been interesting because some of the things we implemented where we sign autographs at the end of every game. Your fans always want you to win, but they had a chance to interact with our players. And I think that became a bigger point of anything we were doing is they got a chance to know who these young people were and really liked what they got a chance to learn.
You know, Sam, maybe as a last question for you, Joe, as you walk away, I mean, you had this very good basketball team this year that may or may not have exceeded some of your expectations. A lot of coaches can't leave when on a high note. It must be gratifying to be able to do that.
Yeah, it really is. You know, we always talk in this profession. You know, you're either a fired coach or about to be a fired coach because it seems like it'll end up getting the best of all of you. And very few of us walk away on what I call our terms, where we take a look at things, and I know I wanted to establish this program at a very high level. And I think just this year, so much came together where this group did exceed expectations, played at such a high level. Things have happening for Jamie and I in our personal lives. And so it's just kind of nice to be able to say, do it on my terms. And I think that may be what shocks most people, is when you go 25-9, you're probably looking for a new contract, 5 more years, and move in that direction. And Jamie and I decided we wanted to go in another direction.
Joe Ligursky, congratulations on a tremendous career here at the University of Wyoming, and thank you for making time for us over the years. We appreciate it.
Bob, I tell you what, the media has been awesome. You're a big part of the success of what we've had reporting to us, and I know you've been a fan, and I appreciate what you've done for us, as well as appreciate all the Wyoming fans. So thank you very much.